equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Ibadan. Good morning, Kano. Good morning, Kaduna. Good morning, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Enugu. Good morning, Benin. Good morning, Akure. Good morning, Makurdi. Good morning, Guzo. And everywhere you're hearing me this morning, I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. I welcome you to another exciting moment on the radio when we talk about the stock market and the need for you to be there and the information you need to make the best of investment decisions. And so please call your friend, call your family members, let them tune into this platform right now, and then we'll learn together why is it that our prices are coming down. Elections are over, right? But before we begin to talk this morning, let me quickly tell you that Stocks Watch Weekly newspaper is still on the vendors. Make sure you get a copy of the paper for this week. You need it. All the columns in the paper will definitely address one area of need in your life, whether you have children. There are columns that talk about kids' finance. Well, if you're a woman, there are columns that talk about women development. If you're an entrepreneur, there are columns that address your need. So whoever you are, if you are in leadership position, even if you are a worker, if you are a retiree, that is the most loaded newspaper in this country. I talk as a publisher of the newspaper, and I know what is in it. So get a copy of Stocks Watch Weekly newspaper for this week. If you don't know how to go about it, call 0803-224-723. Make that call now. I have with me this morning a force within the Nigerian capital market. As at today, is a member of Investment and Securities Tribunal. Is one of the judges in there. At the time, he was a council member, Nigerian Stock Exchange, a fellow of the Institute of Chartered Institute of Stockbrokers of Nigeria. He's also the managing director of APT Securities and Funds Limited. He's been my friend, but it's been long. We picked on him on the radio here. His name is Malam Garba Kurfi. Malam, Yadi.
Yeah, welcome.
Very long time.
Yes.
Madam, what is happening to our market?
Well, actually, the market initially suffered from the election. But thereafter, what follows there? Yes, the election was done and ended peacefully. But the foreign investors, who are one of the major players that provide most of the bulk liquidity in the market, decided to stay away. And this for obvious reason. The fact that they know the current MD of the central bank, that is the governor of central bank, tenure is ending by June. And up to now, they did not get any incline from the presidency who is likely going to take over from him, make them, most of them, decided to watch and wait until they confirm who is the next CBN governor. This is very essential for the foreign investors because they are mindful of the policy, foreign exchange policy, that will enable them to bring whatever they bring, they can get it out as when do. And if this is not assured, they cannot come into the market. And therefore, who is to be the next CBN governor of central bank is very, very vital for these foreign investors. Most of them, they decided to wait and see. And this is not helping the matter because as in April, the presidency support starts scouting for who is the next CBN governor if they intend not to renew the current one. And not any single statement come from the presidency. Therefore, it affects the perception of the foreign investors about our economy.
Now, we have seen the result from the quoted company, particularly for the audited report. So what would be your advice to maybe your clients that might be listening to you now and the general public?
Well, when you look at it, quite a number of the company came with the impressive result. And some of them, they were able to sustain and maintain the dividend they declared for 2017. But some of them, they even top ahead of the what they declared for the 2017. But the real challenge is this. If you look at it in the frontier market, in terms of dividend yield, we have the best. we have some stock that give you as much as 13%, compared to average 5 to 6% in the frontier market. But why the investors are not coming, they go beyond that. Not only that we have a high good dividend yield, but we need to see more activities. And because a lot of our local investors, they face so many other challenges in terms of the school fee, in terms of the other medical tree and what have you, most of them, they are divesting. And that put more pressure to the market selling. But a good investor that have excess liquidity, I will advise them to take position of most of this stock. Because I know it's a matter of time. By the time the budget is approved, by the time the new cabinet is set, you will see the market will rebound back. And at that time, it will be too late for those who won't take position to get it because the seller may decide to hold for it.
Madam, I'd like to talk in specific terms. Now, if you're advising someone to look at the stock market now, what specific stocks are you thinking in your mind?
Well, I still think of the banking sector because if you look at it, they are, apart from bill liquidity, they pay a very good dividend. So that is one. So the second aspect of it is that of the cement industry. If you look at the price of most of the cement industry, they are very low. And what does that mean? What it means that if you are patient with the cement industry today, we have no alternative to it. With the new government, you will see more projects coming, and therefore there will be more demand for the cement. And what is likely going to be the price of most of the cement industry will rise back. So we see them coming up. The other one is the insurance sectors. They are at the lowest ebb. I don't see insurance stock, most of them going below where they are. And with the acquisition by the foreign investors, especially on some of the few of them, if this succeed, therefore, most of those that get a co-investor are likely to rebound back than where they are today. So I see those one as a stock to watch. Definitely sure nobody can do away with the agriculture sector, but we have very few stock, and the stock are Presco or Como. At the current price, they are good to go, but I will say that an investor should watch for those stock because if their price can come a bit lower than where they are today, it's good to go because they look promising.
Thank you, Malam. Though you have not said specific stocks, right? I wanted to mention, is it Guarantee you are looking at? Is it Zenith? Is it Access? All right. Okay, Access and Diamond. They have marked eventually. Ultimately, what are your expectations?
My expectation that any serious investors can take position on Access Bank because the current price of Access Bank is trading at the PE ratio of less than 3. Their earning per share is likely going to be about 1 naira 90 kobo or thereabout, or even 2 naira. At the current price, they are trading as a PE ratio of 3. So for me, I will advise investors to take position. Take that of Venice. Venice currently is trading at 20 naira, with 2 naira 85 kobo dividend, even by dividend yield, is over 14%. And with the earning per share of 6 naira, you see that they too also, they are trading at just around 3.3 to less than 4%. So it's good to go. Come back to those stocks that are promising, like Caveton. Caveton has gone down as low as 1 naira from the listed price of 9 naira 60 kobo. They just declared a 25 kobo dividend, which is still come. At the current price they are doing, is a stock to watch. I still look at other stocks that in the oil sector. I've seen the result of Ondo. I'm not writing them up, though they have not paid any dividend. But we believe if the management, they can look at it again, they need to pay, even if they don't pay the final dividend, they should come with the interim dividend. Otherwise, the institutional investor like the pension fund may decide to run away from that stock, and that will not be good for the stock. And I believe if the management are listening, they will do something, and that can trigger it up. Whatever they pay as an interim dividend, I can assure you that the price can rebound back. So you take off the stock of the Eternal Oil, it's not writing up, they are there, and they can come back. So other stock that we are watching, the fixing, the Glasgow, the UACN, with all the restructuring and the changes that is coming into their management, we look that these are stocks that look that the future may likely be brighter than where they are today.
Malam, just last week we got to hear that Jumia, a company operating in Nigeria, they did not list on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange here, but they went ahead to list on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Is that not abnormal to you?
Well, for us, I look at it as the market. Our management of the stock exchange and the management of security exchange, they have to sit down and look at it. It listed at $14. Before the end of the day, it closed $23 to $25. you can see what gain, more than 50%. Can this ever happen on a market? The answer is no. So we have to come back and look at our SIP. And if you are talking of $14, if you convert it to Naira, you are talking of 5,000. The best stock is Nestle, is trading at less than 1,500. So you can see that they have the market, they have the platform, and therefore, if you are looking for money, you have to go where it matters. I think our management, the exchange, security exchange, store exchange, they have to revisit our policies and bring the policy that will be more attractive to listing into this. I believe if they do that, you will see more companies get listed, because whether you like it or not, Jumia is more of Africa and is more of Nigeria than New York.
FBNH, the big elephant, the oldest company listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, 125 years old organization. Their result was released last week. What will you say to this result? Will that make you say investors go and buy?
Well, I think ABN, they need to revisit their cost of doing things. The truth of the matter that, yes, they have reduced into their provision, but why making all this huge provision? 2016, 2015, they provide over 200 billion baht loan. In 2017, reduced to over 100. Now they provide over 60 against GTB that provide less than 20 billion. So we are saying that they need to clean up all their books and to make sure that they not only clean it, pursue it to recover. Because if they make even 30% of what they have provided as recovery, it will declare beyond whatever other bank have declared. So they need to change up. It's not that people will come and take their money and that is the end. It's not enough to make a provision. You have to go beyond provision. Make sure that you make recovery to the maximum you can recover so that the shareholder will be better off. If they do that, I can assure you it will be a darling stock ahead of all the other banks.
Marlon, we have just less than 1 minute. Now, I want you to do this in Hausa. Talk to those who are listening to you in Kano, in Kaduna, in Makurdi. I know they speak a little bit of Hausa around there. And those listening to you now in Gusu, I want you to say in just a few seconds, greet them and tell them to listen to this program 9 every time. And then the reason and the need for them to be in the stock market.
To zamba mutane shara cewa kaso hannun jari kasuwa ce wadda take tabbas. Menene tabbas din ta dishe karuna ana yin ta kuma har yanzu zaka ne wadanda suke ciki suna cin gajiya abun ko ba komi tana haihuwa dan zaka sai share dinka ta haihu ta karu. Kun ga shekarar da ta gabata akwai wani company da yake Kutis, duk wanda yake da dai sai aka kara mai daya. Sannan kuma tana ba da dandauni da muke kira dividend, wannan shi ma yana taimakawa. So muna kira ga mutane, babu abun da zaka saya ka dade shekaru da shekaru kuma kana cin gaje shi yana haihuwa yana yaya kamar hannun jari. So muna kira ga jama'a su yi kokari su ga cewa lallai sun sanya hannayen jari yana ɗaya daga cikin abun da suke tattali suna yi ko don tafiyar da ilimin yaran su.
Malam, what number can they call you?
To duk wanda yake son kira na yana iya kira na akan number 08033054105 wato 0800-330-5105
Right, I've been speaking with Malam Garba of Kofi and those of our friends who couldn't understand what he's saying. Don't worry, I'm bringing the Yoruba person, an Igbo person, an Ijo person that will speak with you subsequently. I've got to go, but I'll be here tomorrow morning. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.